The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for pretty gory. You may experience swearing, violence, and sexual situations that you engage in often, hopefully never, and only in your dreams. Parents need to watch your children. They could learn more than you want them to.
They don't appear to be
Without and within, the world was dying. Greed for gain and violence flourished. Honor and nobility were profaned, while lies and unrestrained consumption were made sacred. The light of the unconquered sun turned bloated and red, and its blood flowed freely. And mankind continued to hasten its own death. Amidst the obsidian towers, poor haunted wastelands, and shadowed tombs of this aged world, those who lurked behind the tattered sorrows woke to the sounds of steel on steel, and knew now was the time when mankind would either fall to its own insignificance or become as them, beyond the boundaries of dualities, freed from the shackles of their baseness and their forgotten nobility. Without and within, the world was dying. And among the tatters, crimson things began to move.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents The Sword of the Crimson Tatters, Arc 1, The Sword is Forged, Chapter 5, The Sword Beyond Sorrow.
Doran, you're on point with me. Axarek, Kavita, you guard the rear.
You're the best shot with a crossbow, Lorek. Wouldn't it make more sense for me to be with Doran in the vanguard?
You're right. Okay. Axarek, you and me in the rear.
We're going to encounter a number of tests or traps, whatever you want to call them.
Great.
How many do you think there'll be?
I'm not sure. 3 is a holy number, but there are 9 tatters, so there might be 9.
9. Great.
And I don't know what form they'll...
What? What is it?
Something's wrong. Something is here that should not be here. Quick, move deeper into the...
Axarek!
What the hell happened?
I don't know. Something I couldn't see pulled him through a hidden passage. Damn it. I can't even find a seam in the wall.
You're right. What the hell are we gonna do now?
We have to move on. We're also looking for a way to find him.
But without his knowledge, we're effectively blind to whatever is ahead.
I know, we don't have much of a choice though, do we? Come on.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Find him, your eminence, while I still have a hold of him.
Ad oro vos in domen santissima.
Let go of...
There, he is bound. Now we may purify him.
Do you really think that you can hold me?
Oh yes, hold you, kill you, and destroy all the filth you hold inside you.
There really isn't much we can't do to you.
Oh! All right. The only way is through that door, and there might be a trap.
You think?
Vita, it looks like the door opens in. Which seems a bit odd.
Right. To open it, one has to commit themselves to entering. At least a little.
Exactly. You're definitely the fastest of us. Doran, tie your rope around her waist and be prepared to pull her back to us if necessary. Kavita, kick the door in and jump back to us as quick as you can. I'll be ready with my crossbow if anything is in there.
This corridor is too narrow to move laterally. As soon as I kick in the door, I'm going to roll backwards, which will give you some space to fire above me if need be.
Affirmative.
I'm ready when you two are.
All right. Do it, Kavita.
Yeah!
Nothing.
Careful. Coil that rope and both of you draw your swords. I'm gonna toss this torch into the room.
I'll go first.
An empty chamber, except for that carving on the wall.
No doors either. Looks like a dead end.
Can't be. There isn't anywhere else to go. I don't see any way out of here.
Except through the secret passage that Axelrock was taken through.
Shit.
There are torches on the walls. More light would help us out here.
All right. Light them. Maybe there's something about that carving that'll give us a clue.
What is that a carving of, anyway?
I don't know. Vaguely human-shaped, but... shit, I don't know.
Lorak! The door!
Damn it! We're trapped in here!
The back wall's moving towards the front. We'll be crushed soon.
Kavita, check out that carving wall. Darn, let's see if we can stop the wall. Shit.
Right. I'm not sure that will work.
We don't know until we try. Come on!
There's a riddle here and... wait!
Damn it!
Do you hear that?
It's not working. Hear what?
That. Every time the wall moves closer, there's a noise, a chime, somewhere behind the carving.
Where's it coming from?
I can't tell. It sounds like it's coming from the whole thing.
What's the riddle?
If you break me, I do not stop working. If you touch me, I may be snared. If you lose me, nothing will matter.
What the hell does that mean?
I know. It's a heart. Oh, hold on. Let me test something. I thought so. The chest of the carving is hollow. Stand back. Shit, the carving crumbled.
What's in there?
Looks like a lever.
Pull it already!
Shit, why do secret passages always have to go down?
At least we know where to go, and it seems we passed the first test. How did you know the answer to the riddle?
I had a client once who loved them. Told them continuously. Annoyed the hell out of me at the time.
Why did someone paint the stairs down purple?
Come on.
Ghosts. Dead priests of the Harbingers.
Ugh. Not priests.
cardinals. We were the highest of the imperial agents of the church.
Until that worm Edgar turned on us, killed us.
But the mercy and power of the Harbingers sustained us so that we could follow Edgar and his paladins here. Sustained us so that we could continue our righteous mission.
Oh. Yeah, your mission to destroy humanity by keeping us ignorant to the truth until it's too late.
Stop your excuses and lies, devil worshiper. It's you who is the abomination. You who needs to be killed for the good of all. You!
Your Eminence, he will not see the truth. The poisons run too deep in him.
I figure you were trapped here. Been hiding, probably. Biding your time. So what do you want with me?
You're right. We were trapped here. But we've made the most of it. To be a fly in Edgar's ointment, so to speak. We are not what we once were.
If we were, we would take the time necessary to cure you of your infection. To get you to honestly renounce the devils you worship. To help you to accept the Harbingers.
Fat chance.
But we don't have the time or the might, so we will settle with breaking you.
Until you beg us to let you renounce your forbidden gods, so we will let you die.
Until there is nothing left of you but a maggot. Unable to harm anything or do anything except die. Forsaken by your devils and by all that is holy.
It's all we have left to us. So do try to resist.
Okay, same as before. Open the door. 3, 2, 1, now!
At least there's light in this room.
I think that's the only bright side to this.
Was that a punch?
Quiet. 6, 7, 8, 9 skeletons in plate armor surrounding something. None of them moving, but all glowing and buzzing. I'd say this is test number 2, wouldn't you?
And I'm sure it'll activate as soon as we walk all the way in.
Yeah, most likely. Do either of you two know what the thing in the middle is?
Other than something hermaphroditic? No.
The extra arms, the weird mouth, strange joints. It looks like the old stories of those who walk alone.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
You mean the servants of the Harbingers?
Yep.
Come on. Let's get this over with.
I really don't like this.
The skeletons are collapsing.
Imprisoned. For so long.
Positions, everyone. I don't think we'll get out of here without killing this thing.
Kill me?
Feel like you?
You can't kill one who walks alone.
Edgar Paladins could kill me.
Hold me, yes, but not kill me.
I will purge the world of your plague.
Demon, move! Take out his legs if you can!
Yeah!
And run, people! Don't stop moving whatever you do!
Yeah!
What the heck?
What the? Doran?
Ah!
Not the Tatters! No!
I saw the carving on the ceiling, the same as the last Sigil Axelrath carved into us. Then I saw the lever on the wall and figured, you know, what do we have to lose?
Looks like we made it through. Test number two. Shall we continue?
1 second. This should do. All right, let's go.
I think we've made it.
What are all the weird lights on that wall?
Magic, maybe? Best if we stay away from that.
Agreed.
That sarcophagus looks like it's made of gold.
How did they get that here?
Maybe plan this longer than people thought.
Does it really matter? Come on, we need to get it open.
Do we have to do that?
Since there's nothing else in this room, I think it's safe to assume that his crown is in there with him.
Let's do this and get it over with.
Axelrath said there would be at least 3 tests. This isn't going to be as easy as a simple tomb raid.
Understood. Let's do this.
Push! Come on!
I really hate this plan!
This way! Before it drops!
I guess that's him?
Yeah, a skeleton wearing a crown surrounded by gold. Yeah, I think that's him. Do you think that book he's holding is...
The Book of Tattered Sorrows? Probably.
Can we hoodie, please?
Right. Here, I'll take the crown off him. If this thing moves, smash it, please. Hard.
Got it.
Gently. Shh. Come on. Shit. It's stuck a bit. There.
What the?
Something's in my mind!
The crown is glowing! What the hell's going on?
It's moving! Shit! It's getting out of his coffin!
I have waited a very, very long time for you.
Time. We're trapped! Oh shit, what the hell is coming out of the walls?
A very long time indeed.
Are you ready to forsake all you believe in yet? That we may release you from your pain?
You hypocrites! You know what you serve. You know it's the opposite of what you tell your sheep!
Blasphemer! Your lies will not help you here!
But you must know. You've seen that all you're doing is keeping us from
what? What do you possibly think we are doing?
Oh, by the Tatters, you really believe what you're saying?
Cardinals of the Harbingers do not lie.
They've lied to you too. Oh, you poor deluded fools! Still slaves even after your deaths. Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry for...
He is most stubborn, Your Eminence.
Not for long. Not for long.
Get behind you!
What in the hells are these things?
You really shouldn't get so excited. You have a very simple choice.
Really? And what's that?
Put the ground on, or face my little friends.
Don't do it, Lorak! It's obviously a trap!
Really? Is it Lorak? You hold my crown? Does it feel like a trap? What does your blood tell you?
No, Doran, it doesn't feel like a trap. It feels right somehow. It feels more than right. I'm putting it on.
No!
What?
There.
What the?
This is the third test. You now begin to see. And my job is almost done. At last.
Once more, will you renounce the devils you worship?
No.
Is that your last no? Your second or third to last no?
Oh, fuck you.
It doesn't matter, Your Eminence. Soon it will be yes.
God, no!
From a wrong angle. It hurts!
Horrors! The horrors we've done since we first painted on rocks. We're horrible. We've summoned them from the cold places with our atrocities.
We eat and lie and kill and we enjoy it. The pain. We enjoy the pain.
And it doesn't matter. None of it matters. They're massive. They'll destroy us. We're so small.
I see it. I see an eye staring at me. More of them all reaching for me.
I can't take this. Horrible gods and the sorrows. I can't. I have to end it quickly with my blade.
Oh, God. Is what you are seeing truly worse than the degradations you have known?
We're monsters, drawing other monsters to us in the sorrow.
So what?
Other monsters.
Is your mind so weak that this changes anything? Is this worse than what you endured as a slave? Are you weak? Or are you strong? Does facing the sorrows change what you are? Does facing your meaninglessness make you weak?
Kavita, don't do it! I can't make it if you do! Kavita.
Is any of this something you didn't already know?
No. I just wanted it to not be true. I want to hide, but I can't.
Then go beyond. Go beyond the sorrows.
True.
Rip them to shreds. This is what Axelrod meant?
Go beyond. Yes. Follow the light of the crown. Come on, follow me.
Yes.
Yes. Tatter the sorrows and face them. Tell me. What do you see?
Oh, jeez. I see.
I see us. Just us.
Not exactly. Is that what we? What people will be?
Yes. Our potential. Our future selves. If we don't fail first.
I don't understand.
There isn't much time. The world is dying. There may only be one generation left. Maybe more. There was little time when they killed me. There is even less. No.
If they are us from the future, then doesn't that mean that we already have the time?
Not necessarily. My theory is that at some point in the past, some of our ancestors escaped their terrestrial life, going somewhere else, or becoming something else, and that they want to help us. Or maybe it's just our potential. Our cells manifesting a self-defense mechanism of some sort. I don't know.
But you left your crown here as a test. And a weapon?
Yes. The Church of the Harbingers keeps us imprisoned. Their hold over my empire. And now the principalities is the key to their dominance.
You've cursed the crown, haven't you? I can feel it.
I've enchanted it. Yes. For one who is of noble blood and who will fight against the Harbingers, well, building a new empire dedicated to the Thrasks. Great luck and power will support their every action. For him, it would be blessed, not cursed.
And if one doesn't do that?
If one doesn't, he should hand it to someone else of noble blood quickly. Because Kraut will soon be cursed. And the bearer will go insane rapidly. And will act to destroy the principalities and the Church of the Harbingers until nothing of the legacy remains.
Great.
It is up to you, Lorak. You are worthy. You have made it here. You have gone beyond the sorrows. You are noble blood. The crown is free to do its work now. You may either build your own empire or set events into motion that will finish what I started and destroy the remains of my old empire. Hopefully, bring us to achieve what we now need to achieve.
I'm not interested in empire building or ideological wars.
Don't think of it as war. Think of it more as liberation. Or evacuation. Either way, my time here is done. You have a little time before the magic dims and this tomb collapses. Make good use of it.
I think you've only got two choices here, Lorak. Something tells me we're screwed if you refuse the crown altogether.
You should listen to your companion, Lorak. He is wiser and stronger than he appears.
Gee, thanks.
Come on, Lorak. We've come this far.
All right. I accept to bear the crown. If I choose not to rebuild your empire, I'll hand it to Roderick, as I was commissioned.
You swear on your sword.
I swear on my sword.
It is done. Take the book with you. And you must hurry. This structure is now yours and will last for a short while longer. And now I can finally rest.
Lorak, what's wrong?
Nothing. I can feel this tomb and all of its secret passages. Like it's an extension of myself. Or an extension of he who wore the crown before me.
Then you can get us out quickly.
I know where Axelrak is, and he's in serious trouble.
Enough. Let us end this.
Please. No. Please.
But if we expend all of our final strength destroying him, we won't have any left to deal with his companions.
It doesn't matter. Can't you feel it? They've accepted the crown. We're not strong enough to stop them now.
Hail. Hail the king.
Then we have failed.
Not if we destroy this maggot first. Without the Bone Master's counsel, others, loyal to the church, may be able to stop them.
Understood.
Enough! Enough, please!
Repent. Renounce your gods and we will end this. Otherwise, we will spend the last of our energy trapping you in your own mind, where this torture will continue for an eternity and keep you from aiding your comrades as a spirit.
Oh, hells.
Now! In the name of the night, blazing in brilliant darkness, I command you to burn! See to him, I'm gonna end these two.
not too late, warrior. You can still redeem yourself in the eyes of the Harbingers.
Repent, Lorak. Reject the crown for the good of all that is decent and...
You're pathetic. You know that? I return you to the one who spawns, who will feed upon you in order to nourish the life to come.
No!
Good riddance. We need to move. Follow me.
Together until you left.
Lorak, are you all right?
I think so.
So you decided to claim the crown, my king.
No. I don't want this thing. Roderick can have it. How's Axelrod?
He doesn't appear to have any wounds, but it's like he's almost dead. I don't think he's riding anywhere anytime soon.
Let's find the horses and get him to the caves. I need to get this crown to Roderick as quickly as possible. Will you stay here with Axelrod while Kavita and I ride to the City of Messengers?
Of course.
Are you sure you don't want the crown, Lorak?
Little bird, I don't think I've ever been as sure of anything.
Doran. They're back.
You sure it's them?
I'm sure.
Kavita!
Doran! How's your patient been treating you?
He's a bit sullen. Maybe too much time around the living or something. Say, he won't even spar with me.
Come on, help me with the horses.
Nice to see you up and about again.
I'd be dead, and worse than dead, if it wasn't for you. Thanks.
No worries. I'm just glad we all made it out.
Yeah. So, Roderick took the crown?
Oh, yeah. And he gave me a very generous bonus. Can't you get us set up for whatever comes next? We should stay away from the Principality again, though. It'll be a bit unstable there shortly.
Right.
Are you mad because I didn't keep the crown? You have no idea what that thing felt like. There's no way I was gonna fucking...
No. Whatever decision you made while wearing it was the right one. You've probably never seen anything clearer than at that moment.
What is it, then?
I was broken. I hadn't said the words yet, but inside, I was beaten. Maybe I would have held out another 30 seconds, maybe a minute. Hell, maybe not even 5 seconds. But it only would have been because of my shame, not because of my will.
Axelrod.
Most of my life, I've known that I was special. That I had something that others didn't. That I was elite. But really, it was all for you. You're the one, not me. At the end of the day, I'm just like everyone else. This is all a bit sobering.
That's bullshit. I don't know what you went through, but whatever it was, it put you at death's door, and you were knocking pretty damn loud on it. Yelled out long enough.
Only because you three were there to rescue my sorry ass.
Exactly. Even when I was attacking those Harbinger freaks who were torturing you, even when we were running out of that tomb, the crown, or really the Crimson Tatters through the crown, kept showing me things. Lots of things.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of it's fading now.
Frustrating as hell, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, something that's still clear is a vision of a sword being wielded on behalf of the Tatters. On behalf of all of us. That sword was made up of me and you and Kavita and Doran and I think even Princess Lodan.
Interesting.
This shit's too big for any one of us. You gave us just enough to pass Edgard's test. We saved you. You held out long enough for us to do that. There's no shame there.
So, that vision is one of the reasons why you gave up the crown?
One of them. Yeah. I had a choice to be a part of the sword, or, well, to wield the sword. Being part of the sword felt right.
At least this way, I don't have to call you Your Highness or anything like that.
Nah. You could call me friend, though.
Thanks. I think I'd like that.
I'm not sure what the next move is. When you're ready, we could use some counsel on what we should plan for.
I have some ideas that might help us with a base of operations. Ideas that also tie into some unfinished business with the traitors who sold me out to a bounty hunter.
Sounds good. By the way, I picked something up for you in the chamber where the one who walks alone was held.
Really?
It's a femur from one of Edgard's paladins.
Oh, my.
I figured that might be something special.
Lorak, I think we're going to work very well together. Sword of the Crimson Tatters, Arc 1, Episode 5, The Sword Beyond Sorrow, was written and created by Lothar Tuppen. Featured in the cast was Robert Lang as Emperor Edgard, Bill Holweg as Lorak, Danica Dider-Tate as Kavita, Lothar Tuppen as Axelrak, Stevie K. Farnaby as Doran, Stephen Waymire and Carrie Noonan as the Cardinals of the Harbingers, and Charlene Harris and Michaela Barry as The One Who Walks Alone. The opening theme music was Global, Local, Personal from the album World in Flames and Sinestra from the album The Fall of Ragnaros, both by the Celestial Aeon Project. Closing music was Far Away from the album Fable, also by the Celestial Aeon Project. All other music by Lothar Tuppen. Sound design, direction, and mastering by Lothar Tuppen. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2015 to Lothar Tuppen, and this recording is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. All other rights are reserved. The Sword of the Crimson Tatters will return with Arc 2, but first... In a world where the road is both freedom and the expressway to death, where nature is insane and civilization is a black market peddler of poisoned hopes, where people reap the harvest of the 20th century American dream. In this world, you have to be smarter,
And with all the crazy monsters out there, I've gotten a better first-hand education than I probably would have at college.
Faster.
Nice shooting, ladies. You got him on one pass.
Tougher.
These morons should have known not to mess with one of the Ryder sisters.
And being young?
Damn, it's a party now.
Hot.
You'd think he'd look happier about a sure thing with four beautiful women, wouldn't you?
And mean.
Jesse, you need to realize right now that you are not the man. You are not in control, and you are not in any position to bargain or negotiate in any way. The only position you're in is to give us exactly what we want and maybe to beg us for mercy.
Doesn't hurt either. This is a world of cars.
Pull the van back, Jenny. Let Sue and I take point.
Violence.
Wind this up, pig!
And sex.
Are you all right, baby? Why don't you go in and pour yourself a drink?
A world where rock and roll is king, and where infamy, money, and indulgence are the holy trinity of God. A world strangely different, but frighteningly similar to our own. This is The Promised Land, and this audio drama is She-Wolves Prowl the Promised Land, starring Janet Dieter, Tanya Milojevic, and Danica Dieter-Tate, with special guest star Rusty Arthur Doctolero III, and written, created, and produced by Lothar Tuppen. She-Wolves Prowl the Promised Land, coming soon to a drive-in podcast near you, only from Broken Sea Audio Productions. In sanguino sonic sound.
Without warning, they came from the sky. Creatures, similar in origin, yet so very different from us.
Commander Taylor, the ship is now entering the belt of our Ryan quadrant.
Wonderful.
The time has come for...
I'm getting there. Space. So ends my last signal until we reach our destination.
We called them ignorant. Savages. Until one day, one of the beasts spoke.
Taylor! Why'd you run away?
Security police, Dr. Zira.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, Dr. Zira. He is now in my custody. General Ursus.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Taylor!
And the teachings of our great lawgiver were called into question.
Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, for he is the harbinger of death.
Indeed, we learned the truth, and we exposed what had for many generations been forbidden. The man-beast also possessed an intellect, one that made him all the more dangerous.
Praise the Alpha.
Bless the Omega.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Join us once again as Broken Sea Audio Productions takes you beyond the imagination into the land beneath the Planet of the Apes. Adapted and expanded from the original script by Paul Denn and Mort Abrams, based on the world created by Pierre Boulle. only at BrokenSea.com.
Just when you thought it was finally safe to go back in the water, the nightmare begins again. Amity Island has finally begun to recover from the terror that gripped its shores, only to face an even greater horror from the ocean's depths. Broken Sea Audio Productions bridges the gap between the second and third installments of Steven Spielberg's blockbuster Jaws saga with a whole new wave of fear. Amity, Dark Waters. Written and produced by Bill Holweg and starring Jeffrey Billard, Chad Roth, Jack Ward, Lothar Tuppen, and Mark Kalita as Abel Quint. This time, the boat is bigger. But so is the danger.